Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The DH, Rich Chiles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to third. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock scores. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chiles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Duffy. Hile moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hile trying to get to home. Grubb throws the ball into Bell, who relays the ball to Fossey, who tags Hile, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cubbage moves to third. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Ford moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Manning steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Manning moves to third. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-1 in the game. Carty hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2. And the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger bunts between the mound and first base. Garland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shiles for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb strikes out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. Wilfong moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Wilfong moves to third. Bostock moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carew strikes out. 2 outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage catches it and throws to first to double up Bocht. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Gorenski pinch hits for Rich Shiles. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht juggles the ball. That's an error on Bocht. Heil moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 2 in the game. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a line drive towards the mound. Zahn catches it and throws to second to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorenski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 3 in the game. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Ford moves to second. Jerry Terrell pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cubbage tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from Fossey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Manning. Carew reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. It's 7-1, Twins. Rick Waite's now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 8-1, Twins. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorenski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardi strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.